It is time for us to take a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club, and we have Yankees and Red Sox highlights. If you went to the score of the game last night, the Yankees defeated the Red Sox 6-5. All right? 6-5. But the game included 3 home runs. And, well, first of all, start off with the Yankees. They went back-to-back with home runs in the third inning. All right? Back-to-back with home runs in the third inning.
And a 4-pitch walk for Stanton will load the bases for Donaldson. Hammers this deep to center field. Durant back, looking up, and it's gone! Grand slam's gone wild for the New York Yankees. Josh Donaldson deposits one in the center field seats, and it's 4-0 Bombers.
Ball was absolutely crushed.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Back goes Duran. Back, he looks up and it is gone. It's a grand slam. Wow. Duran turned to face the wall to get the rebound, and it went over into the seats. Dead center field bleacher, grand slam. Josh, by gosh, and with panache, a grand slam gives the Yankees a 4-0 lead.
And now the Let's Go Yankees chance here at Fenway as Hicks drives one in the air to right. Bradley back at the wall. It is gone!
And Hicks and Donaldson go back-to-back, belly-to-belly, and the Yankees take a big, fat 5-0 lead.
380 feet going out at 101 miles an hour. And
now, don't go all crazy because for his whole career, Gerrit Cole has had problems with getting out Rafael Devers. And Devers got Cole back once again last night.
For Rafael, there's a drive. Oh. Jumped on that one. Gallo back and kiss it goodbye. That's the fifth time in his career he's gotten Cole. And the Sox are on the board.
I tell you what, Cole's got to be beside himself. The fifth home run off of Cole throws him a slider down and in, and he golfs this thing right out of here. This kid is special. My goodness.
High fly ball, center field. Backing up, Hicks turning. Watch it, watch it. It's gone. Is something else.
He throws him a changeup and see ya! That is special. I don't know what to say. All I know is a 3-run Johnson. We got a 6-5 game.
Wow.
Oh.
6-5 Yankees win. But there are highlights for both teams, the Yankees and the Red Sox. Wow. Well, anyway, getting back to the other scores, the Phillies over the Nationals 5-3. The Orioles, I'm telling you, they're now 40-44. The Orioles beat the Angels 4-1. The Mets over the Marlins 10-0. The Reds over the Pirates 5-1. Cardinals over the Braves 3-2. Tigers over the White Sox 2-1. The Rockies over the Diamondbacks 4-2. The Padres over the Giants 2-1. The Mariners over the Blue Jays 8-3, and the Dodgers beat the Cubs by a score of 5-3. Now, when you step back after you look at the game last night and you look at the way teams stand, a couple of very, very, very interesting things about the way things look in Major League Baseball. And we'll go with the standings. And it's not necessarily, we won't necessarily go with the standings of the teams in first place right now. We'll go with the standings and we'll take a look at some of the teams that are playing exceedingly well, but because the Yankees are having such a great season, it's going overlooked. The Baltimore Orioles, the laughing stock of the league, they now are 40-44, four games under 500. Guess what? Baltimore is closer to second place. They're only 5.5 games back from Tampa Bay in second place. Tampa Bay is 14.5 behind the Yankees. Boston, 15 behind the Yankees. Toronto, 15.5. And Toronto, even though they're having what appears to be a really good comeback season, it looks like their rebuilding period is just about over, they're 20.5 games back. That sounds horrible. But they're only they're 6 games back out of second place. That's all. And they're only 5 games out of the wild card race. Now, of course, the Yankees got their 60th win last night, 60-23. All right, so Minnesota has a 4.5 game lead over Cleveland. Not much to talk about there. Houston, a 13 game lead over Seattle. Not much to talk about there. The Mets now have a 3.5 game lead over Atlanta, as the Mets have rebounded to win 2 games in a row. Atlanta lost last night. Philadelphia is 8 games back, 44-39. In the Central Division, Milwaukee, a 2.5 game lead over St. Louis. Not much to talk about there. And out west, the Dodgers have now expanded to a 6 game lead over San Diego. So there's a couple of surprise teams in there that are doing extremely well. And that's good for baseball. That's all I've got to say. That is very good for Major League Baseball. All right. And that is a check on sports this morning on the Breakfast Club.